This is Dr. Unico dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Luis Ramiro Armendariz. Date of birth is June the 24th, 1967. Case ID number is 193-8538. Date of examination, 1/18/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/21/2021. COVID-19 status. The claimant states he has been exposed to COVID-19 and had it in the past. He states he's had symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19, but had COVID-19 through a family member, which was his wife, in 2021. He has had two vaccines for COVID-19. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of thyroid disorder and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in March of 2021, where he worked as a laborer and ranch hand for approximately 10 years. He states during that time he worked part-time 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. He presently lives on a ranch with his family, and he's not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, thyroid disorder. Number two, diabetes mellitus. History of allegations, thyroid disorder. The claimant states that in 2010, he was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. He states he was having symptoms of fatigue, headaches, and dry mouth. He was started on levothyroxine, 25 micrograms POQD. He does not recall what his last labs were, but states that his physician has told him he's fairly stable. No surgery or radiation has been given for his condition. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2014, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does suffer from occasional diabetic neuropathy, where he feels numbness and tingliness of his hands and feet. The claimant does not check his blood glucose every day, but states that the last times that he has checked it, it's always been between 85 and 135 mg/dL. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. At the present time, he is taking metformin, 1,000 mg BID. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. His father is 96 and in good health. His mother is 80 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and osteoarthritis. Medications, naproxen, 500 mg BID, metformin, 1,000 mg BID, levothyroxine sodium, 25 micrograms QD, lisinopril, 5 mg QD. Medical problems. Hypertension, hypothyroidism, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, and osteoarthritis. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking approximately 3 cigarettes per day for 10 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 10 beers per week for 10 years. He quit in 2010. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.6. Weight, 187 pounds. Height, 5 feet 6 inches. BP, 134 over 80 mmHg. Heart rate, 80 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 30. General. This is a 54-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to the third sentence in H-E-E-N-T? The fundoscopic examination of undiagnosed pupils appears to be grossly normal. However, the claimant does have mild left eye cataract formation. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. However, the claimant does have poor dentition and wears dentures at this time. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a cane. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. The claimant did attempt to walk around the room without the cane and was able to walk around the room without the cane. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms noted in his leg, shoulder, and back with some tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is more abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant appeared to have normal range of motion in the lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally, which was grossly normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength at both knees, with mild decrease in flexion noted. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires an assisted device to ambulate with, which gives him support. Neurological. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there is some muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays. of both knees, x-rays of the right knee, no acute finding, x-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to moderate-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to probable osteoarthritis. Probable diagnoses, number one, hypothyroidism, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be stable. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled, although we do not have a hemoglobin A1C to confirm this. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Luis Ramiro Armendariz.